Welcome back to our special on CBGB, the rock club home of the blank generation. By 1977, CBGB's was drawing aspiring artists from all over the country and from across the pond. The Sex Pistols, The Clash, Billy Idol fought to play CBGB's, but American bands were also coming to New York City. The B-52s from Georgia and from the Midwest, the Dead Boys from Cleveland. Patti Smith from Chicago and Iggy Pop from the Detroit area had already established themselves as CBGB legends by the late 70s.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so jet plane, babe. Get you on a higher plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet then and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the radio, baby. Then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming.
just heard Free Money from the punk rock poetess herself, Patti Smith, and Gimme Danger by Michigan's finest, Iggy Pop. The Blank generation of rockers hated the disco craze that had swept the country by the late 70s, but something bigger than disco was happening in Gotham by then. In the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens, black kids were creating a brand new music with two turntables and a microphone. Even the most successful new wave bands knew that their reign was ending. There was a new king of New York, and its name was hip-hop. Tina Weymouth and Chris France of Talking Heads formed a side group called the Tom Tom Club to take advantage of the new trend, and Debbie Harry of Blondie decided to rap. Most listeners will know the rest of the story.
I said my flash is fast, flash is cool, Francois said bar, flash ain't no do, and you don't stop, sure shot, go out to the parking lot, and you get in your car, and drive real far, and you drive all night, and then you see a light, and it comes right down, and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run, but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars, you go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs. Stop. You keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, there's cheek to cheek. One to one, man to man, there's toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door.
Genius of Love and Rapture became the biggest hits for the Tom Tom Club and Blondie. Yet, they also served as the epitaph for the blank generation. Testimony concluded, they left the stand. Will New York City ever generate another live music scene as that which made CBGB famous? Hilly Crystal has his doubts.
Well, obviously, most of the record labels are here. They're in disarray. No matter what happens, you know, they're the ones who have the big money and really support it, you know, much more than I or any other club owner can do. So it's very difficult to think what they're doing now. It's also in New York, at least this is what I found, that in the last 2-3 years, things are getting so expensive that the first time around, I mean, until they get a record contract, they can play here. But afterwards, they go for the much larger places because they need the money, because it's not like the 70s.
Over 30 years after they inspired the bands that made CBGB's the center of the punk, glam, new wave universe, the New York Dolls are back with a new album on CD called One Day It Will Please Us to Remember Even This. Many people, including your narrator, thought the original New York Dolls performed at CBGB's. They never did. Hilly Crystal sets the record straight.
No, they played pool here as, Johnny Thunders played. They all played here, but not as the New York Dolls.
But we can now say that the Dolls have performed at the Country Bluegrass and Blues Club. On March 28, 2006, David Johansen, Sylvain Sylvain, and the new members of the Dolls made their triumphant debut at the club. Here's Johansen from the recent DVD that documented the Dolls' first album in 30 years, reflecting on their career.
Who of those people, like, you know, that came up at the same time we came up are, like, I don't mean still around as bands even, but just, like, who are still in the music business in any way, you know what I mean? Then there's certain people who have that kind of, you know, like Lenny Bruce kind of drive. Like, if I don't do this, I might as well just, you know, do nothing. And I think that's what, like, me and Sil, like, and that's what everybody in the Dolls is like and was like, you know, this is what we have to do with our lives, so we're going to do it.
Been craving more life and more love that lives in the soul of my heart. Don't wanna be no artist. I'm a dancing, singing work of art. You lit my heart with fiery aggression, and you showed me the fury of love, sex and affection that you owed me. In danger, but I ain't scared.
with Dancing on the Lip of a Volcano from the New York Dolls 2006 edition, we have come full circle. We'd like to thank CBGB owner and founder Hilly Crystal for his kind assistance. This has been CBGB, the rock club of the blank generation. This special was written and produced by Jack Marchbanks and Sydney Howard. I'm Jack Marchbanks.